to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
That as a yes.
What?
The ring.
The world remains in mourning after the death of Superman. Violence, acts of war, and terrorism are all on the rise.
I had a dream. It was the end of the world.
Invasion.
I think it's something more. Something darker.
We're asking people we don't know to risk their lives.
Strong man is strong as alone. You ever heard that?
That's not a saying. That's the opposite of what the saying is. Divided. We are not enough. The world needs Superman. I made him a promise. This is why I brought you together.
Ride ain't over yet.
My man.
As a bad signal, that's your... Oh, shh, sorry. That's your signal. That means we have to go now.
Yeah, that's what that means.
It's so cool.
Well, finally here. We've been waiting like at least a decade, a little longer, for the release of Justice League. You know, this was a film they were supposed to... They tried to release over 10 years ago, but, you know, the writer's strike got into the way. And then it got shelved. And, of course, then they started the new universe with Man of Steel. Then, of course, we got Batman versus Superman. Dawn of Justice. Then, of course, we got Suicide Squad. And then Wonder Woman. And now we finally get to the Justice League. So, of course, this is a DC property. And this is a continuation of what ended during Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, where now that Superman is gone, dead, evil is coming from outer space. And so, Bruce Wayne / Batman, he's trying to get together some allies to help him take on this evil threat lurking in the shadows. And once he gets his confirmation that they're there, he tries to assemble the team. And he goes about asking people that he's never worked with and don't know. And the only person he does know is, of course, Diana Prince / Wonder Woman, played by Gal Gadot, who... already he realizes that evil's on the way once her peoples, the Amazons, are attacked. So who's recruited for this task to save the world? Well, first is Arthur Curry / the Aquaman, played by Jason Momoa. And then you get Barry Allen / the Flash, played by Ezra Miller. And then you get Cyborg, played by Ray Fisher. And of course, you have other returning cast members like Lois Lane. And then you finally meet the new Commissioner Gordon and so forth. But can this team come together and stop the evil of Steppenwolf, who's a new god, and his intent on just destruction and conquest? Or do they need to get even more help? Do they need more heroes to show up? Do they need to go drastic measures to win the day? And those are the questions that are answered in this movie. So while you know, this movie is kind of directed by two people. First, the main director, of course, was don't tell me I'm blank on his name already. This is bad. I just started the review and already Zack Snyder. But you know, after you know viewing the film, and they thought they had to do retakes to change some scenes. You know, he was going to do that, but then tragedy struck, and he could not. So then Joss Whedon, who already was brought in to help with the film, has come in to help film some reshoots. So if you look closely, you can kind of tell what was Zack Snyder influenced and what was Joss Whedon influenced in the movie. I'm not saying the movie is unevenly toned, but you could tell it was going into one the film would have went in one direction had it just been all Zack Snyder, and Whedon had to come in and add some elements that the film basically needed. Now of course, you know, DC's not the DC cinematic universe, okay, extended universe they call it, it's not been all roses when it comes to the fans' reaction to these movies. A lot of people dislike Man of Steel. I'm not one of them. I like Man of Steel. I do. I can watch it just about every time it comes on TV. Batman v Superman, no, it did not work for me. It did not work for a lot of people. Some of the DC fans, I mean the hardcore DC fans, they're going to like it no matter what. And, you know, one of the things that the DC did wrong with that film was they did cut out too many scenes that made the film make more sense. Then Suicide Squad came along, and, you know, my initial reaction to Suicide Squad, that it was fun and it seemed like they was going the right direction, but when you review it, that's when you see all the flaws, and it's not that great of a film. But Wonder Woman, now that was a home run out the park. It gave you everything you wanted in a movie, a blockbuster, and a superhero movie. And therefore, you're hoping this is the tone and the direction that the DC cinematic universe is going in. But Justice League was already in the pike when it was being done, so whatever, you know, thoughts and changes they think they make going forward, not necessarily in this particular movie, because it, like I say, it was already being done by Zack Snyder. DC had decided that they already wanted Zack Snyder to guide them on their path of movies. And of course now, where everybody's not taken to it, you know, now they're going to shift. And we got other DC movies coming out. There's the Batman movie, which we don't know what's going on with that. There's one, this conflicted story after another as far as you know, the script and whether or not Ben Affleck's going to come back and play reprises roles, Batman, so on. And then, of course, the Aquaman film just wrapped, so that's encouraging. And then the Flash even has more problems because, you know, they can't, one, keep a director on board, and I'm guessing whatever these directors want to do may be in conflict with DC wants to do, or they just, it's just something going on. But they've already lost about three directors so far. I don't even know if they have a director on board or not yet, but you know, that's supposed to be coming out in the near future, so you know, they got to get to work on that. But now let's get back to Justice League. The look of the film, you know, there's a lot of, it's a lot of dark nighttime scenes, of course. And then if you know any history about, you know, DC Comics, you know, every time there's a world killing event, the sky turns red. And it tells them this, so, you know. Now, I have to admit, like, when you get down to the final battle, even though it's CGI, it doesn't look like it's cartoonish CGI. You know, I was afraid that the whole time, like, my problem with the final battle in Wonder Woman was, it just started to look cartoonish in the effects. And not to say it is a cartoon, but it just looked all, you could just tell it was all, you know, green screen and special effects. Now, of course, this is special effects, but it didn't look as bad as I thought the end of Wonder Woman did. Now, of course, as I said before, Wonder Woman is a great film, so that's no big deal. But so I have to give it points that it didn't look that way. Of course, the villain in this, as I mentioned, is Steppenwolf. He's a new god. Now, he's related to who's supposed to be ultimately the ultimate evil, Darkseid. But there's no mention of that yet as far as the movie goes, so you don't have to worry about them getting into it. But, you know, you got to build to something, so you're thinking by the time they get to their third film or so of Justice League, you know, that's what they'll be taking on, because the point of heroes coming together, because they have to take on threats that individually they can't stand up to. So it's a gang. Anyway, so Ben Affleck is Batman. You know, if you liked him in Batman v Superman, you'll like him in this. Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman, you know, she's been a surprise standout of all the characters. You know, I was skeptical thinking that maybe she wasn't the right person to play Wonder Woman when they first announced that she was getting the role. But, you know, as you see her, she does pull it off well. Jason Momoa is Aquaman. Well, the thing about Aquaman, most people don't have a set idea of how Aquaman should be, so you can work with him. And you know, a lot of people, their only thing they know about Aquaman is from Super Friends, and that has kind of like destroyed the character over the decades, because you know, he's become a joke. And you know, Aquaman as a character should not be considered that way. You know, at least on the sea, he's probably the strongest Superman. On land, he's probably just as, he's probably as strong as they come. And you know, it's not just, he's not just somebody just talk to fish. So Ray Fisher as Cyborg, well, you know, he's probably the least developed character. As far, not to say he had none, but you know, if you know Cyborg, you know from the Teen Titans, and they didn't focus a lot on him. He just, but he, you know, he's part of the team, and hopefully with the Cyborg movie, we can get more development of him and his father and everybody else in his atmosphere. My one problem as far as the characterization of characters is Ezra Miller's Barry Allen slash the Flash. Now, I'm not saying I got a problem with Ezra Miller. I just got a problem with the way they portrayed Barry Allen. And this is not a version of Barry Allen I've ever seen or read or saw in a cartoon where he's, you know, he doesn't even know how to socialize with people. He's not that serious. And I'm not even talking about like he's Wally West jokey Flash, which, you know, everybody's come to know over the past couple of decades. And of course, if you watch the Justice League cartoon, you know that version of the Flash. But this version of Barry Allen is a very serious, mature person. And I think they failed on every level with their portrayal of Barry Allen. And I don't want to hear that. I don't hear that he's supposed to be our avatar into the team. Because I'm sorry, I'm a little bit more heroic if I was a superhero and had powers. But, you know, at first they tried to make it seem like, you know, he was afraid to get into a battle and didn't know what he was doing, even though, you know, he had his own Flash suit and everything. And, you know, they tried to hint that he was kind of smart because, you know, when Bruce Wayne goes to recruit him, he got all this technology, like, you know, like he got his own little Flash cave, even though it didn't seem like he was using it for anything. And he's supposed to be, you know, the humor in this, but, you know, if you ask me, they got him wrong. And I'm not looking forward to a Flash film at this point unless a new director and a new writer has something to say about it. Now, you do get another hero show up in this that, you know, they don't talk about, and it's not in the way you think. And of course, you know, the big question is, how does Superman fit into all this? Which I can't tell you because that would be a spoiler. But if you tune in this Sunday at 5 p.m. for my regular comic book show, the What Are You Reading comic book show, I'm going to get into spoilers, so be warned. The look was okay. The story it didn't wow me. You know, not that I thought the story was bad, but there was that moment in the Avengers when the team first came together in that circle, and you're sitting there and it wowed you. And I never got that feeling with this particular movie when they were assembled for the first time. And the only time I did get a little wild was when a certain character showed up to save the day. Now, they never got around to even calling themselves a name for the team or anything, but, you know, they did hear that, well, it looks like, yeah, we're going to be together for a while. So, you know, Bruce Wayne's using his money to, you know, make sure they have a place to hang out and play video games and stuff. But the way I see this, if you're a big-time DC fan, there's nothing I can say to convince you you should or shouldn't like this movie. You already made up your mind. I've seen comments online where, you know, those fans are just falling in line with it. Me personally, I fall between a matinee and a rental because where I thought the movie was okay, it didn't wow me. I don't think it's a bad film. Now, I'll probably own it and watch it more than a few times, and I'm gonna probably see it again. You know, when it opens. But I didn't get a wow factor out of it. It was okay enough to say, yeah, go see it. Unlike Batman v Superman, when I came out of that, I was telling people they don't need to see that. And Suicide Squad, well, yeah, that is starting to people are starting to come around on that for sure. And in Wonder Woman, there's nothing you can say wrong with that, other than how I felt the final battle looked. But I do have some hope for the DC Universe going forward if they get the Flash right, and then they, you know, depending on who directs the Justice League going forward. I don't know if Joss Whedon is going to take over that franchise. You know, originally he came in to work for DC because he's supposed to be doing a Batgirl movie. So, you know, if Joss do decide to do Justice League 2, I do trust him on that. You know, of course, there's other characters you need to know who showed up. Of course, Lois shows up, and Ma Kent. They don't have big roles, but, you know, they are, you know, little key pieces to the overall movie. There's a couple of end credit scenes you want to stick around for. One's a fun one. One's a hint towards the future. And for all you Lex Luthor haters out there who thought that Jesse Eisenberg was just the wrong Lex Luthor, like I did and most people did, well, you don't have to worry about him too much in this film. But, you know, like I said, maybe whoever takes over the Justice League will, or I don't know if Zack Snyder is doing Man of Steel 2 or not. But, you know, maybe they'll improve Lex Luthor. And it doesn't look like his character's going to change at all as far as the actor. So that's my thoughts on Justice League. I know I didn't make a lot of sense to some people. Hopefully I made sense to you. So I will talk to y'all later. Got Star Wars coming up in the future, so look for my review on that. Till next time, peace.